Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Jennifer King. The incoming Premier has vowed he has the energy and passion to lead WA, promising a smooth transition from Mark McGowan. Roger Cook will be formally endorsed next week. He's today received the backing of Labor's right faction. Rita Saffiotti will serve as his deputy. Mr Cook says they're a united team.
I think the public will judge us on our actions and our merits. And they've got to know me over a period of time that I've been the Deputy Premier. And I think they will provide an opportunity for the government to do good things on their behalf.
Liberal leader Libby Metem has questioned the influence of unions in choosing the party's next leader.
The WA public deserve to know what backroom deals have been done between Roger Cook and the unions to see such a promotion.
Mr Cook is adamant there are no secret deals with unions to elevate him to the top job. The teenager accused of firing three shots at a Two Rock school has been granted bail under strict conditions. That includes not being allowed within 100 metres of Atlantis Beach Baptist College. The 15-year-old will return to court in July. The Voice referendum has cleared its first parliamentary hurdle with legislation passing the lower house 121-25. It will now be debated in the Senate. A 72-year-old man missing in the state's Midwest has been found. Brian Brady disappeared on Saturday while prospecting near Mount Magnet. He was found severely dehydrated earlier today and is now undergoing a medical assessment. In sport, the Eagles have swooped on Victorian young gun Ryan Marrick with the first pick at the AFL's mid-season draft, while the Dockers have picked up Victorian running wingman Ethan Stanley with pick 8. West Aussie Robert Hanson Jr. is heading to North Melbourne. And in cricket, Aussie quick Josh Hazlewood says his body is feeling good despite recently leaving the Indian Premier League early due to an Achilles injury. But he says he does expect the fast bowlers will be rotated through next month's World Test Championship final and Ashes series.